Speaking of diplomacy, lots of pomp and circumstance today in Washington as President Trump welcomed French President Emmanuel Macron on day two of his official visit. It'll be topped off with a big state dinner tonight at the White House. Now, we've been hearing a lot about the friendship that Macron seems to have with Trump. There was one story in the French newspaper Le Monde that stood out. Donald Trump has been cutting out positive press clippings about Macron and sending them to him, along with little handwritten notes saying things like, "Great job." But here's the interesting bit. These notes are getting sent to Macron through the diplomatic pouch. I know, almost sounds too good or odd to be true. Anyway, we wanted to find out more about that pouch. Barbara Bodine is a former U.S. ambassador to Yemen. She's now the director of the Institute for the Study of Diplomacy at Georgetown University. So, Ambassador, what the heck is a diplomatic pouch?
A diplomatic pouch is really just a canvas mailbag. It doesn't have to be canvas. And actually, diplomatic pouches are no longer pouches. They can be trucks. They can be shipping crates. They are escorted by a diplomatic courier. Governments are not supposed to open them or x-ray them or otherwise tamper with them. And so they're very secure, and it's a core part of diplomacy, although some of it, of course, has been overtaken by email and internet and more modern things like that.
So have there ever been any instances where the diplomatic pouch was used to transport illicit items?
Yes. Like everything, it can be abused. It's been used probably to bring in a lot of Cuban cigars into the United States. It's been used, unfortunately, sometimes to transport weapons. We had one unfortunate incident where we had an American ambassador who was shipping in cocaine for personal use. It's also been used to smuggle spies out
like
of countries.
Like actual human beings into...
Like actual human beings.
That would have to be a big pouch.
It's a big pouch or a very uniquely shaped crate.
And how did those instances work out?
Well, we got the people out. We got a couple of people out of the Soviet Union that way.
Wow.
People have also been kidnapped by more hostile governments and sometimes shipped out. None of these are covered by the Vienna Convention, I can assure you, as normal uses for the pouch.
I'm sure. So why would a sitting U.S. president use it to send press clippings? I mean, if we're to believe Le Monde, this is what Trump is doing for Macron, sending these clippings.
It's very odd. I mean, first of all, I presume that the French have internet. You can one assumes that, yes, I understand that you can send a link or you can scan it and send it as an email. And if they're press clippings, they're not classified. So I really honestly don't know why the kind of clipping service that my grandmother used to do for me is something that we would need to use the pouch for. It also doesn't quite make sense because you usually use it between your own headquarters and your own embassy. And so he could have taken the clippings over to the French embassy here in Washington and they could have sent them. I presume there may have been some journalistic license in the story, but it otherwise is a very odd way to send information to another head of state.
What was the oddest thing you ever sent via the diplomatic pouch where it was like, yeah, I don't know if I should do this, but I don't really have any other way of getting this out of Yemen?
I very rarely used it. I mean, we don't use the pouch very much anymore. When I was in Baghdad, we used it to get Christmas presents into our families. And that's not exactly a classified communication, but it was the only way that we could ensure that our toys could get to our kids.
You've kind of mentioned this a couple of times. Let me just ask it straight on. Why is the diplomatic pouch not used that much anymore?
Because of modern communication. When I first joined the department, most of our reports to Washington were hard copy, and they were put on a pouch, and then they were taken with a courier and flown all the way to Washington. Now we have classified email, and we have classified communications equipment. So you don't really need it as a classified secure mailbag anymore.
Barbara Bodine, the former U.S. ambassador to Yemen, telling us about the diplomatic pouch. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.